Good afternoon. I'm here with Mayor Cook of Westfield, and we are asking the question, what would Westfield look like if you could say that God's blessing is active and present in the city?
It would be hopefully a little bit different place. You know, our history here in Westfield and Indiana, across the United States, we're missing the Christian virtues and the faith-based virtues that built this country. And it's interesting in my position because the government, in many ways, has become the replacement for faith-based initiatives that built this country and made it strong.
Yeah.
And I think we've really suffered from one of our basics in this country of separation of church and state. And I think that that separation that's built into our Constitution has been greatly misunderstood and greatly misused by perhaps those of less faith. To have God, to have our churches re-engage in our communities, and I mean that very seriously, to be able to step outside of their walls. And I find that so many churches have great concerns about stepping outside of their walls, and we have some, we have a lot of experience with that here, in that we've started a program here called the Westfield Youth Assistance Program, and it's about 3 years old now, but it has a very strong faith-based initiative with it, and it's all about basic Christian and Judeo values, where it is that community solving the community's problems, and this particular problem has to do with our youth that are at risk. Youth that has not yet been in trouble with the law, but is well on their way. And what can we do about that? Not a government. What can we do about that as a community? And the results of that program involving a lot of faith-based people has been absolutely phenomenal.
So you're starting to see some changes and developments in this initiative?
Oh, very much. And it has a strong faith-based portion to it, as we're dealing with the entire community and we're dealing with troubled families, and we're trying to get away from it's the government that has to solve our social problems. I mean, to me, our government has greatly aggravated our social problems today by feeding some of the behavior that needs to be turned around. And frankly, the churches need to turn around our behavior. The government cannot do it. God can. And even though we're here in government, you know, we have to be very careful about saying that. But we're very proud to say that here in Westfield. And, you know, this community here in Westfield was founded in 1834 by the Quaker organizations who came here out of North Carolina. And they were heavily involved in the Underground Railroad. And they're very proud of all that. And so we've got a very good faith base to build upon here. And we've really begun to work on that.
Just about 45 minutes here, Mayor. What is one prayer that you would like for us to pray for you and for the city? We do have a group or groups of people that pray for different cities.
I would ask that our churches look outside of their walls. I would pray that, you know, here we are in Hamilton County, Indiana, with the 17th highest per capita income in America. And yes, we have social issues right here. We have many. In 2.5 years, we've had over 300 at-risk children referred to this program.